Radio.com.au.
I've recently just made the decision that when I go to bed, no phone.
Well, it's about time because the radiation's probably killing you while you sleep, darling, and it's interrupting all of your rhythms, all of your circadian nighttime, everything.
But I kind of just felt like I started having a shower before I was going to bed and I was sleeping better, but I've just made the decision as soon as I go to bed, no phones, full stop, not checking.
Next thing you know, you'll be having lavender oil sprinkled on the pillow and chamomile tea and... Seriously, you're turning into a hippie. I love it, Brenda. But yes, you know, I go to schools and talk to teenagers, and the number one thing I say to them is, do you have to have your phone plugged in even in the same room as what you're sleeping in? You do not. You do not. Put it away. You're asleep. You don't even need it. And, you know, you just, it's this constant validation we're looking for of pings and likes and messages and notifications and all of this stuff, which is a really shallow replacement for low self-worth. And the number one problem that every human being on this planet has right now that is their soul lesson is, am I good enough? Do I love myself enough? Am I accepted? Do I belong? It's the core primal instinct that we're all constantly searching for. And I'm sorry, darlings, but you're not going to find it on the internet. Facebook can't give it to you. Put the phone away. Spend a couple of minutes building a relationship with yourself. That's where you're going to find the true relationship.
I like where this is going. I, as I said before, made the decision to make this about me and not give a toss about what people think about me and just not care whatsoever. Part of me used to worry about that stuff when I'd write something on Facebook. You'd go through a series of filters in your head. Is it funny? Will people respond to this? Are people going to click like? Are people going to talk and comment back to me? Now, I couldn't give a toss.
Yeah, and because that's personal power. That's when you start to come into your personal power. And it's just, you don't need constant external validation if you've got a really strong inner game, if you've got the internal validation, where you're okay by you and nothing else really matters. It's quite an ascended master kind of level to reach, Brendan.
Now, we've talked about via email in the lead up to this chat exactly what we're going to cover off on. Rebecca, I'm about to throw a curveball your way.
Oh, go on.
If we were to look ahead at the future of social media, in where we're going in life, is this going to affect us for the rest of time? Like, is this going to stick around? Are people, you know, maybe born yesterday and you know, in 60 years' time at the age of 60, are they going to be surrounded by all this online garbage that we are today?
I think the choice will always be there, but there'll be a swing back trend, which has already started happening. So what will happen is the media and the technology and the connection will get faster and faster and quicker and more and more and more and more. And there'll always be people who consume that like junk food. That will always be there. But there'll be a massive backlash, swing back to not just the activists and the wayfarers and the movers and shakers who come and start to question and point fingers and do the research and pull down walls. But there'll also be ordinary mums and dads and suburbanite people who are doing things like, you know what, we're going to grow our own veggies, we're going to use candles in the house, we're going to homeschool, we're going to... Now, these might be really extreme examples, but what I'm saying is people are going to not want so much plastic materialism anymore and so much junky, you know, having the TV on 24 hours a day in the house and all that kind of stuff. People are already doing this and it's been happening for about 5 years. And I think that it's going to really maybe even polarise us a bit where... On the one hand, in the future, if we go to 2050 or 2070, I think that you'll have high technology invention, all of that sciencey stuff going on, and all of that, almost obscene bubble of what happens when you've had too much of anything, too much social media, too much internet. There'll still be people addicted to it, enslaved by it, chained into it, you know, but there'll be a whole lot of people in the consciousness movement who are just going to actually wake up and say, I'm not finding my soul in the computer. I'm not finding my soul through these corporatizations, all of this kind of politics. And all this. There's going to be a very big revolution of the people, a very non-violent sort of protest, which was just going to naturally happen as we all start to do more meditation, there's that word again, by which I mean looking inside ourselves, asking ourselves what counts in life, what's important, getting back into nature a bit more, making our lives a bit more natural, like not sleeping with your phone in your room at night. Things like that are going to start to happen more and more and more until the power of the people just shifts it over that way.
Yeah, right.
But I'm an optimist, so that's what I'd like to think. Either that or we just all blow up, you know? Zombies will come.
I am ready for the zombie attack.
Are you?
I am ready for it.
Have you stockpiled?
I've stockpiled, not as much as the doomsday preppers, but I've figured it out. If zombies were to invade us, you know, we had a zombie zombie apocalypse,
yeah,
I would go to the safest place, and feel free to borrow my advice if you'd like. I would go to the gym.
The gym.
And I would turn all the treadmills around and put them right around the perimeter of the gym and put them all on.
You are too funny.
Because they're going to walk towards you. They're going to see me in there and they're going to be doing that whole like thing that they do. And I'm going to be inside and I'm just going to be standing there waving and they're going to climb up onto the treadmills and just fly right off.
Wouldn't you feel more protected if we could create a force field via meditation?
I would. And it's funny, you know, this conversation's kind of waved in and out of a few different areas. And if you want to book time with Rebecca, I highly recommend it. All the links are on this blog article. But hearing what you were talking about, you know, self-empowerment and finding yourself and the way that we've shifted from 2013 into 14 into 15, I can relate on so many levels to that. You know, like I've realized in small steps, like, no phone when I go to bed. But I even look at different things I've done in 2015 as I feel I do selfish things for myself. But I'm stepping outside. I went for a bloody hike 2 days ago.
Did you feel virtuous afterwards?
Oh, my God. My calves are killing me. But it felt amazing. Like being out there and doing something that I wouldn't necessarily do. I went and played tennis last night for the first time. I'm like throwing myself out there,
yeah,
and just living it.
It's what you said earlier, Brendan, about the quantum leaps of shifts of time. Like the person that you were even 18 months ago or 24 months ago is already a radically different, like now you're a radically different person to who you were then, because things are going at a light speed right now when it comes to evolution and everyone's doing it in their own way. So join the revolution, people.
I'm doing it.
If you're not already.
Totally. And you know what sucks about going through all of this?
What?
People are telling me I'm having a bloody midlife crisis.
Really? They're just threatened and you're pushing their buttons. It's called mirroring. You're holding up a mirror to their own unachieved wants and needs.
Oh, look at me go, conquering the world.
That's how you do it. Be the change you want to see in the world, right? And
yes.
You just have to internalise it and you have to make it your truth and your reality in order to role model it to others. You can't shove it down their throats. You can't preach it to them. You can't sell it to them. You can't give them a pill to change them. You just have to be who you are. And if they like it, they'll resonate with it on an authenticity level. And that's how true change begins.
And that is so true because, you know, since I've kind of felt let out of my box and just enjoying life and just doing what I want and making all these changes, so many people have come up to me and in real life, and okay, here is the comparison, I guess. They've come up to me and they said, I like fun, Brendo. I like, you know, this version of it. You're just having fun. You let go. You're free. You're enjoying life. But then on Facebook, that's where, and on social media, that's where you get the whole, oh, someone's in a midlife crisis.
Yeah, well, you know, you can practice the Buddhist law of unattachment there, Brendo.
Right.
If it bothers you, you've got to look at what's going on in you that still cares.
Yeah, well, that's not much.
Work right there.
Yeah, oh, awesome. If you want to chat to Rebecca, look, I highly recommend it. We've just had a 20-minute conversation about the world, social media, making a change and what's ahead for the year. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure and it was fun.
Fun. We should do it again sometime.
Okay.
I'm happy because I could throw anything at you. We could sit here and talk for hours on end.
We just talk shit and see if people listen.
Exactly. Click the links if you want to book some time with Rebecca Detman. Thank you so much. B-R-E-N-D-O. Brendo.com.au.